This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hey, Mike, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us today from the New York City Women Who Lead ILTA event. I wanted to touch base with you as we start the inaugural event because I think you bring an interesting perspective. So why do you think it's so important to have these specific and dedicated Women Who Lead events?
These events are important for a couple reasons, right? I think they're primarily important in these kind of more male-dominated industries because, like a prime example, my wife is an industrial engineer working on getting her master's in electrical engineering. And she tells me story after story of she goes into these conferences and all these meetings and things, and she's the only woman. And she really feels like looked down upon because she's a woman in this industry, right? And really, there are two female engineers in the entire company. She works for a international multi-billion dollar company, and there's just two of her, right? And she needs, and women in these industries need to feel empowered. It's all about women empowering women. And I think that through this Women Who Lead event and others like it, that really it helps the industry specifically because women have so much to bring to the table, but it also helps the women in the industry feel like they do have a seat at the table, and it just helps them be who they need to be in the workforce.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, kind of belonging to a table that wants you to have that seat. So how do you feel as a man attending these women-focused events?
That's a good question because just as a pure surface level feeling, it's almost a little uncomfortable, but I think it's a good reality check because in most situations, I walk into a conference room or I walk into, you know, a meeting or whatever, and for every 9 males, there might be one female, and it doesn't always mean that person is going to be the CIO, the CEO, the managing partner, or whoever. So I think it helps me get a good reality check, as well as I think it'll help me in my future career and in the future of my career, just really understanding how I can be useful in the women in leadership movement. And that's something I want to be a part of and that I really believe in.
Yeah, having allies and people who will continue that conversation are drastically important in today's climate. What do you think the most surprising takeaway will be from today's discussions for you?
If surprising for me is going to be the right mentality for it, but I think the most, I don't want to call it earth-shattering, but the biggest takeaway that I'm going to have is really that perspective change, because that's something that I don't feel like I have a good grasp on, even with all the things I hear from my wife and all the things that I see on TV and everything else. But I think the most surprising would actually be the way I feel about it and just kind of getting a good sense for what people have to go through in day to day. And again, how I can be a part of change.
Well, thank you for being part of the discussion. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
This was Michael Williams with the Conversant Group. Thanks.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.